Page 8. Moving forward toward our 80th birthday, Donna Pomerantz. As we move closer to 2014, a number of things come to mind in my reflections. Our CCB is turning 80, and that in itself is a tremendous milestone. It is my hope that we will see many of you at our celebration during the spring conference and convention. The dates are April 10 through 13 at the Sacramento Arden West Hilton Hotel, 2200 Harvard Street, Sacramento, California, 95815. You can make your room reservations by calling 916-922-4700. Ask for the CCB group room rate of $95, including taxes and fees, single or double occupancy. Page 9. We have a number of surprises in store for everyone. Some new activities will take place, and I think you'll be pleased. I have received some very positive feedback on the President's Dinner. All enjoyed having that as a candidates' forum, and that practice will continue. Stay tuned for more information by listening to or reading the California Connection on a weekly basis. We had another first at this past fall convention. We had a virtual brainstorming session on the president's list and came up with some convention themes, which I put out on the list and the connection. All of us chose the theme together by a majority vote. Let's do it again beginning in January. Our CCB has been very active on the advocacy front. Our voting rights case demands that members of our community have exactly the same right to vote privately and independently as our sighted peers using accessible voting machines that must be operational. Page 10. We are doing great work on access to prescription drug labeling. We continue to advocate legislatively for access to educational materials, and we're working tirelessly for full and equal access to point-of-sale machines and those ever-present kiosks. The list goes on and on. Our CCB has been very busy this past year, and that means each of us has been busy on the advocacy front, whether in our local communities or on the statewide level, and yes, on the national level as well. We've gone through some struggles this past year as well. However, we're showing our resilience, demonstrated by the fact that several of our chapters, statewide affiliates, are moving forward and working on recruiting new members, as well as reaching out to those whom they've not seen for a while. I'm looking forward to experiencing what 2014 will bring in our grassroots efforts, everyone working together in the trenches on advocacy and strengthening the bond we have in our cause and diversity. The year 2013 ends with our publications committee asking for your input on our Blind Californian through a survey you must participate in. Our Technical Operations Group, TOG, also asked for your input through a survey on the direction and tools you wish to see on our web environment. Page 11. Our Scholarship Committee is implementing new tools to facilitate choosing students to be awarded CCB scholarships to further the education of those who will advocate after us. One of our new board members is putting out the call for those interested in supporting issues important to us as women. Three of our regions are working on proposals for MUTSTRUT 2014, as each region did a great job growing friends in their local communities. We are beginning planning leadership training at our spring conference and convention, and the list goes on and on. In closing this president's message for 2013, I am so looking forward to celebrating our 80th year of life. I will be stepping down as your president due to health concerns. This is so difficult for me because I have chosen to give my all to our CCB. But as those who love me keep reminding me, it is time to put me first for a change at this new crossroads in my life. I thank each and every one of you for your support. Since I made this announcement at our Saturday General Session during our conference and convention, I really don't like to put myself out there in this way, but in my heart, I needed to let you know what is happening with me so that you will have the time to think of and make the best choice for your newly elected president, who will begin serving their term during our 80th year of advocacy. Page 12, I know you will elect wisely, and yes, there will once again be a candidates page on the CCB website so all can vote from a base of knowledge. To each of you, have a wonderful holiday season, and remember to tell those who are dear to you that you love and care for them. I count myself very fortunate that I will be able to celebrate my father's 80th birthday with my family this year, and I will enjoy spending time with those I love and care about, as I wish for all of you as well. Thank you for allowing me to be your president for these two terms of service. Please continue reaching out to me or your board members and let us know what you wish for your CCB and what you wish to do to help make it happen.